We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fourier on WEEI.
Deontay Foreman, using his speed, fumbles the football at the end of the play and recovered by Jalen Mills. J.C. Jackson gets there defensively and Tennessee coughs it up again. Fake the handoff. Tannehill looking, guns it, deflected and intercepted in the end zone. J.C. Jackson is Mr. Pick.
You know, you leave any trash laying around, he's going to pick it up.
Yeah, the Patriots, they blew out the Tennessee Titans. I'm using air quotes. 36-13, which is upsetting a lot of people on Twitch, by the way. If you want to watch our show, you can on Twitch at twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can also check us out in the podcast, Odyssey. Search Odyssey, then you can favorite WEEI. You can listen to us anywhere and stream us there, of course, and on Twitter, at Maloney Fourier, and Instagram. You can check us out there, Maloney Fourier, as well. A lot of people very upset because it was a blowout. I don't understand how you can really think this was, you know, like a 23-point win. Like, I have no idea. It was 16-13 at half. Tennessee was trying to just run the clock out and get to halftime. And the guy broke it off for 68 yards to make it 16-13. You're sitting there saying, okay, what is going on? They're not scoring in the red zone. And again, Tannehill's final pick, that to me decided the football game. Because it was 4th-and-2. It was 26-13 at the time. Fourth quarter, 12 minutes to go. It could have been 26-20. You know, and he threw a bad pass, interception on 4th-and-2. Really, does it really feel that? You guys tell me, does it really feel that way? 617-779-7937. Did they blow out the Titans? Final score, yes. But if you watch the game, I don't see how you can think that.
I did not. I don't think anybody in the city actually thought the Patriots were going to lose this game.
No.
I didn't think they were going to lose this game
not
at all. I thought
they
should win. They should beat this team. The way it's built and the available players that are on this team, they should beat this team. Like, they have no business. How are they going to score points? They don't have any weapons. Their three top weapons are gone. They had four tight ends. One guy got hurt, and then they had two fullbacks.
Their third wide receiver was down too, Johnson.
Yeah, so what are we really concerned with? Every defender knew exactly what was going to go on, and they didn't have any problems with it. So fine. Okay, so the defense is playing great. They are playing great. They're very opportunistic. They're ball hawking. They're an effort team. They get around the football, and good things happen around the football if you get there. Like, you get junk, you get trash, you get fumble recoveries, you get tackles for loss, you get all that stuff. Listen, they're feasting on these guys, and credit the coaching staff and credit them. That's great. I don't want to take away from how well the defense is playing. They're playing great. They're the reason why you're in it. When you look at the way when they were 2-4, they had a -3 turnover differential. -3. So the Patriots couldn't stop. The offense kept giving it up, and the defense couldn't get any turnovers. Now that they're 8-4, they have a +10 and are second in the NFL in turnover differential. That is the difference. That is ultimately it.
Four turnovers the last 2 weeks.
So I listen, you're doing what every team tries not to do.
But there is a little bit of, like, the 2019 boogeyman during this stretch.
Yeah.
Correct? Like again, they were missing their nose tackle and their three linebackers, their starters. You know, but the offensive side of the ball, we've talked about it all week. No Julio Jones, no A.J. Brown, no Derrick Henry. And you played them and said, okay, Ryan Tannehill will try to beat us. Now, they tried to run the football, and they did for 270 yards. But, you know, obviously at the end, they didn't have enough. And then you had the Falcons. No Stephen Ridley. I mean, Calvin Ridley. No Cordarrelle Patterson, who scored two more touchdowns this past week. So it's like you played the Falcons kind of with nobody as well, right? And then it was the Browns. And they didn't have Chubb, and they didn't have Kareem Hunt. Odell was gone. Not that he was much of a factor, but it was sort of like, okay, what are they going to do as far as moving to football goes? You know, and I would say the one game recently in this stretch would be the Chargers. You beat them. Yeah. I'm not counting Carolina, please. Sam Darnold, he sucks too. And then you had the Jets. So, like, in this six-game stretch, like, you went up against the Chargers, and that was a very impressive win. And they're doing what they should do against teams that are missing a lot of pieces recently.
So when you think of that 2019 season, what do you think of? First 8 weeks of the year.
Miserable quarterback and a fraudulent defense that was relying, again, went up against some really bad teams.
So if I was to tell you that by the end of the season, that 2019 New England Patriots, the regular season numbers, they were the number one defense in the NFL. They were also the number one as far as points given up a game. They were number one. They gave up 14.1 points per game. Right now they're at 15.8.
Well, I think the beginning of the year they only averaged, they gave up like 6 or 8 points a game the first eight. And then so the they second padded half their, of the year,
they padded
we kind
their stats.
We kind of saw who they were that second half of the year. Yeah, they were giving up 20, 21 a game.
Yeah, that's that ninth game of the season they played the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens scored 37 points.
Yeah.
So in the beginning of the season, they completely padded their stats. And when I look at it, I go, because my thing is like, because that's what I think. I go, 2019, man, it seems familiar to me. You're getting all these turnovers. You're getting all these non-offensive touchdowns. You're getting pick sixes. You're getting all these things that help your offense. So it has a tendency to cloud how good you really are.
Well, the last 4 weeks, for example, I mean, you've given up 26 points in four games. Less than seven. You know what I mean? It's like, what, 6.5 points a game the last four games, which puts you kind of defense where you are right now. But when you look at it, it was like Sam Darnold and Carolina and, I don't know, just the Cleveland Browns, Atlanta Falcons, and this Tennessee Titan team. Not the Titan team from 4, 5, 6 weeks ago. This Titan team came in with nothing.
So I do think, after looking at the numbers, I do think it is better because you're not playing Luke Falk. You're not playing, rookie Daniel Jones. You're not playing Colt McCoy. You're not playing a Sam Darnold when he's seeing ghosts. You're not seeing Matt Barkley and Josh Allen as rookies. You're not seeing Josh Rosen. Oh, come on. Okay, so that was 2019. They were feasting on people. So I would ask you, can you trust this year's defense more than you can the 2019 defense?
I say yes.
Should you?
I say this defense is better than that defense. I think so. Personally, I think so. But I do feel like there's a little bit of the last 4 weeks kind of skewing some things who they've gone up against. But I feel good about them next week against Buffalo. And then, you know, Indianapolis, Buffalo, these next three games, if those want to be your sort of lines to sort of test it out, I'm all for it. You know, because I do think the last 4 weeks, it's sort of fraudulent a little bit. Just a little bit. Just because of who they play. They haven't played. Like, the last 2 weeks, you could say, went up against Matt Ryan and Ryan Tannehill. Falcons in Tennessee. But neither team had anybody. Like, literally, neither team had anybody. Like, their top offensive weapons the last 2 weeks, they had Kyle Pitts. That's the only guy they've gone up against the last 2 weeks. Like, that's it. So, I mean, yeah, listen, this team is 8-4. I think it's a good football team. And last night, I felt like there was no way they were going to lose that football game going into it. But don't tell me that thing was a 23-point win.
Yes,
I just don't think it was.
No,
it was a close game.
And if this was another team, if this was the Cleveland Browns, the Jets, if this was, you know, if this was Atlanta, if this was even the Chargers, I would say that's a great win. I just feel like you got this team at the perfect time of year, man. You listen to the Tennessee Titans. Nobody needs a bye week more than the Tennessee Titans. Now, you took care of business. You did exactly what you were supposed to do. And even under those circumstances, the Tennessee Titans gave you a fight, probably more than you thought you were going to be. I bet you they were freaking out when they went into halftime, saying, how is this team still hanging around? Why can we not get rid of them? So, okay, so you play them again with their A.J. Brown and Julio Jones? Now let's see what the story is. You play them again with their four starters that were off that defense. Now let's see what it looks like.
Derrick Henry
it'll
too.
Be a much it'll be a more competitive game.
Derrick Henry may never come back.
No, but he may not.
And you know, listen, like people pointing out, they ran for 270 yards. What more can Derrick Henry do? He can hold on to the football and not fumble. when he takes it 30 yards downfield like Foreman did or Hilliard did. You know, those are big, big plays. All right, so how do you guys view this game? Let's go to Doug in New Hampshire first. Let's go to Doug. What do you say, man? You're on with Christian and Lou.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
So at no point during that game do they think that they're ever going to lose that game, that I felt any doubt they were going to lose that game. And what's crazy to me is that you try to make them out like, hey, they're a fraudulent team because they haven't played the best of the best yet. But you sound like the dude who's doing the color commentary. Yes, I go, oh, the Titans have them right where we want them. We have them right where we want them. But every time I look at the scoreboard, we're up by 9, 12, 16, whatever, 20. So I'm not sure what everyone else is seeing that makes us a fraud.
I don't think the Patriots are frauds at all.
Doug, we never said that
not at all.
This Patriot team is fraudulent.
They're contenders.
So the defense, the last 4 weeks, the last 2 weeks, who have they gone up against, Doug, defensively?
But I guess, yeah, everyone's going to have injuries. And we've been lucky because they've missed players that are key players.
You don't look at the defense the last 2 weeks and say, yeah, they've gotten 4 turnovers in each game, and they shut out the Falcons, and the Titans only put up 13 points. But how can you not look at the players that have been missing on these teams they're playing against? Is that fair?
Yeah, but you did what you had to do. Those guys aren't there, so hey, you got to beat them, and you do. And that's the job, right? The job is you got to beat the team that's you're playing against. Doesn't matter who's there, who's not.
Okay, are they the number one defense in football?
In my eyes, I think they're a very, very good defense. And I don't care.
I do, too.
If you've got all your number ones, they'll compete.
So, Lou, I think they're a very good defense,
no,
too.
I wanted to bring up that 2019 season because I feel there may be some fear with buying in because we know how that ended. That defense, as good as it was, didn't make nearly the amount of stops that they needed to in the back end of the season when they needed it.
Mm-hmm.
When they were playing against Miami and they couldn't get stops and they couldn't stop the Tennessee Titans. And they couldn't stop Derrick Henry. Like, that's what ultimately happened to them.
The caller is right. I mean, I said this against the Falcons. They shut them out. Very rarely does the game go like you expect. Like, I don't know how they were going to score because they didn't have anybody and they shut them out. Said the same thing about this Titans team this week. I don't know how they're going to score because they don't have anybody left. Their three biggest playmakers aren't playing in this game. So I don't know what Tannehill does. They're running backs. They have two guys off the practice heap. I don't know how they run the ball. They ran for 270. All I'm saying, is it fair to look at the two teams that they've played the last 2 weeks, maybe even the last 3 weeks, maybe even the last 4 weeks, and wonder if what you're seeing right now is real? Maybe we'll find out. I want to continue
for talk show debate. What do you guys think?
I want to continue this conversation. 617-779-7937 because we've got to get into JC Jackson as well. Another interception for Mr. Is it Mr. Pick?
Mr. Pick.
Oh, Mr. INT.
Mr. Pick. What is Russell Wilson? What's his nickname?
Mr. Unlimited.
We'll do that. We'll do it next on Marloni and Fourier.
The Real Post Game Show this Sunday after the game.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Wes Welker and Christian Fourier. Give him a call at 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Kid, here's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. Big, big day in Boston sports yesterday. The Patriots beat the Titans 36-13. They hold the first spot in the AFC East and the second seed in the AFC playoff hunt. Pats, Bills, not tonight, next Monday night. Big game, big boy football coming up. The Bruins netted 2 power play goals in the third to beat the Canucks 3-2. What, did I mess something up? Oh, he wasn't talking to me. Sorry, bro. All right.
Screening calls. So
we had a little mess
what
up.
What are we
right.
doing?
Well, he started talking, and I thought he was talking to me. That's what happened, Christian.
I don't know what he said, Spider.
All right. So listen, the Bees, they beat the Canucks 3-2. The Bruins take the Red Wings tomorrow night. Puck drops at 7. That's at the Garden. The Celtics, they topped the Raptors 109-90. I am totally flustered now. Let's calm down and start this over. The Celtics topped the Raptors 109-96. The Celtics get back to action Wednesday night against the Sixers at the Gardens. I think we should just start this
you
over.
You got all that.
You know, can we go to commercial?
Thank you. Revolution, their coach of the year, their goaltender of the year. They have a game.
Okay, thank you, Spasm. Turn your microphone off. That was very good. Hope you got all that.
They killed it.
Spaz Christian, by the way. It's very cold outside. Weather is temperatures in the mid-30s. This weather report is brought to you by Burlington Lumber Contractors. Burlington Lumber is everything you need to make your next project a success with a full line of building materials, including Trex decking and its fully appointed kitchen showroom. Burlington Lumber has what you need. Visit Burlington Lumber today
too.
On Middlesex Turnpike in Burlington.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come out. We'll be right back.
Back to Marloni and Fourier on WEEI.
Hey, JC, what's going on?
What's up, Steve?
Just talk about the play Devin did to get you that pop-up interception there.
I mean, Dev, he was in the right position. It was a great call by our defensive coach. He tipped the ball up, and I made a play.
JC, can you just talk about how winning's become contagious with you guys? Because you haven't lost in a long time.
Say that again?
Can you talk about how winning has become contagious with you guys? Because you haven't lost in a long time.
I mean, just got to keep believing in each other. As a team, we got to stay motivated and keep doing what we're doing.
JC Jackson, Mr. Pick, Mr. INT, whatever you want to call him.
Say that again.
Pro
Football Focus, number one corner and the fifth highest graded defensive player overall the last 4 weeks. So far in those four games, there's been four catches against him for 19 yards. He said four interceptions.
Two passes broken up.
Passes broken up.
I love it. Yeah. I usually struggle with the
PBUs. But he's forced.
It's only Monday, Christian.
But four interceptions and he's forced to fumble. Had zero penalties. And when the guys are targeting him, the quarterback's targeting him, his quarterback rating is zero.
It's pretty good.
I mean, it doesn't get any better than that the last 4 weeks. It doesn't. And the guy's just, again, another interception. Beautiful pick by McCourty. He's always there. I think that going into the year, it was like, you know, no Steph Gilmore. Can J.C. Jackson handle like number one corner? I would say he's handled it perfectly fine.
Teddy?
Yeah, I would say he's been perfectly fine. Although, you know, not to throw shade a little bit, but last couple weeks, we kept looking at the wide receivers you get to go against and kind of no Calvin Ridley. No A.J. Brown. He'll have a test next week with Diggs, and we'll see how it is. We'll see how that goes. I think that's a big test. Let's get to some of these calls. Let's go to Ryan in the car. Ryan, what's up, man? You're on with Lou and Christian.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I agree with you guys. I think it's fair to still have some reservations about this team being, you know, a top team in the AFC. The level of competition hasn't been great, and we've let these teams hang around. We've settled for a lot of field goals. You know, Mac's been good, but I feel like good Patriots teams in the past couple of years would have blown the doors off these past 2 weeks and put the game away, you know, early third quarter.
Well, Ryan, first off, I do think they're a contender in the AFC. Like, I'm not crapping on this football team. I'm just looking at the defense and wondering if they're really as good as we've seen the last few weeks, given who they've played. That's it. Like, I still think it's still a good defense, but let's face it, right now they're number one in the NFL. They are the best defense in the league. And I think it's fair to kind of look at who they've played recently. And even JC, as great as he is, like, it's fair to kind of look at who he's gone up against. You know, the number one wide receivers we were worried about, none of them have played recently. So I think it's fair to wonder and question the defense if they're as good as they are. They're still good. And this team is a contender. There's no question, because I look at the rest of the AFC and I don't really think there's a great football team. So it's like, let's not go too far and say that we think the whole team is fraudulent, like that one caller said. I don't think that at all. But I just wonder if this defense is as good as it looks recently.
No, and I would say that you know, when you look at this defense, you go, can you trust it? Have they shown you enough? Is it a bunch of smoke and mirrors? Because that's what 2019 was, a bunch of smoke and mirrors. And I would say this year, based on where they're at, what, 15.8 points per game, that is also with playing Tom Brady,
Dak.
Dak Prescott, you know, obviously over 500-something yards of total offense. I would say Baker Mayfield, who came off a great game. Matt Ryan, who's a veteran quarterback. It's not
Herbert.
It's not the list of chumps. Yeah, and Justin Herbert.
That's why I think this defense is actually better.
Yeah, 100%. So if you're looking to question it, I think you have enough proof, is my point. That I do think you can trust this defense. Can I look at them and go, holy crap, they gave up 270 freaking yards on the ground to two guys that none of us have ever heard of? Okay, yeah, but one was a big play, 68 yards with a draw to Hilliard, right? Take that out. It's not as bad. It's barely 200 yards. Take out the 31-yarder Foreman when he fumbled. That's not as bad either.
Well, I'll say this. If you take out the two long runs of 30 and 68 yards, one from Foreman and Hilliard, they still rushed for 172, and it was 4.8 a carry. So you take the big carries out,
yeah,
and it's still 172. You know, and to be honest with you, I think in a weird way, Bill had no problem at all with letting them run. Because, you know, they had like the nickel D out there the whole time, and they kept running on him, which I didn't understand. Because it's like the only thing they were able to do was run the football. Put the ball in Tannehill's hands. Who was he going to throw to? There was nobody out there ready to throw to. And they almost allowed them to run the football with like the personnel that was on the field. I didn't quite get that one.
So, yeah.
I could see it late in the fourth when you're up by 16 points or whatever it was, but again, this was a 3-point game, a 6-point game, a 9-point game, like for 3.5 quarters.
Yeah, you know, the crazy thing is, and I'll let you get to another call, is that when you, if you're the Titans, you're sitting there going, we rushed for 270 yards and we lost.
By 23.
What the hell is going on? Well, oh yeah, did I tell you? You had four turnovers. Oh.
And a missed field goal, an extra point.
That's right. Kind of the same. So now you have five turnovers the week before against the Houston Texans. Oh, 9 turnovers in 2 games. That makes sense. That makes sense. So yeah, 270 yards. Take out the big runs. You're still over 170 yards rushing. You couldn't finish. You couldn't get a touchdown when it mattered. You fumbled the ball in plus territory. That's what happens. And you don't want to, like, you can't sit there and say, well, they were just unlucky. No. J.C. Jackson forced that issue. Devon Godchow forced the issue. Both those two backs, when they fumbled, is because the Patriots made it happen. Not because they just fumbled it around and they just lost it and they started panicking. They forced the issue.
So
I would say a veteran back doesn't carry the football around like a loaf of bread when he has a breakaway.
All right, let's get to Phil in Maine. Phil, what's going on? You're with Lou and Christian. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the call. Hopefully you had a safe and happy Thanksgiving.
Yep.
So, you know, you can't deny that the last two teams we played, the big guns have been missing, yes. At the same time, we've left some points on the field, you know, especially yesterday. But I still think this win is impressive. Can I say that this is the number one defense right now? According to stats and according to who they have to put on the field in front of you, you kind of have to. I don't think that the score would be the same if they would have had, obviously, Henry in the game, especially even just one of the two receivers. I think maybe we still win by a field goal. But, I mean, Bill Belichick's done a great job with his defense. And you got to kind of give them credit. I mean, you look at all these other teams that are playing, and they're crap in the bed half the time when they're playing teams that they should be beating easily. So, you know, I just think the Patriots are playing well right now, and, you know, will continue to do so. I am interested to see when they do face the Bills against a little bit tougher competition, but I still think we're going to be able to find ways to coach against that and eliminate those factors.
See, the thing that always worries me, because right now they're the 11th. The defense is 11th in the NFL as far as yards per yards, total yards.
Yeah, they don't care about
yards per game. No, they don't, and they shouldn't. To be honest with you, they shouldn't, because the only thing that matters is points. I get sit there and go, okay, so when the turnovers dry up, when you play against a disciplined team that won't make it easier on you.
Yeah, but now you're talking about like the final three or four teams.
Well, there, I mean? Feel like, as far as the AFC goes, I really feel like if you're really going to break it down as to the haves and have-nots, like the cream of the crop, even though I don't think there's an elite team, as far as this year, cream of the crop teams in the AFC, I feel like there's four or five, really four. I really put them at four. Buffalo, I put New England in there. I put
Baltimore
in there.
Tennessee.
And I put Tennessee in there.
Kansas City. Not the Colts.
I'm not putting the Colts in there because they had an opportunity. They couldn't stop turning the ball either. When the Tampa Bay Bucs decided that Jonathan Taylor was not going to run and they forced Carson Wentz to throw the football 44 times in a row. 44 times. That's a problem. They said, you're not going to run it. You can't beat us. He couldn't. They turned the ball over four times. He threw a bunch of picks.
All right, let's look at the rest of the AFC because it was an interesting week. The Colts, I guess, went into that week being one of the most dangerous teams. We had people calling up last week saying that they're the one team that you fear the most in the AFC. I wonder if you still do at 6-6.
44 was the wrong number. 26 right. straight
Close
throws.
Enough.
Okay.
Close enough.
No, it wasn't.
All right, let's look at the AFC. We'll do it next here on Maloney and Fourier. What do you say, Foye?
Hello, Lou.
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 I got Lou Christian here, 93.7 WEEI.
You did that to the beat.
I got rhythm. Hi, welcome back, Maloney and Fourier. Oh, I got some rhythm. There's no question about it. I got
a little bit of rhythm.
What? Anything changed in the AFC East? AFC, rather, in your opinion?
Well, oh, okay. In the AFC East?
No, just AFC, AFC. In general. So we talk about teams you worry about.
Okay.
I mean, when you look at it, it's like, you know, I think kind of the teams you're thinking about took care of business. Baltimore, for example.
Yeah.
Another, squeaked out another win.
Yeah.
Not an impressive win, but I think it was impressive that they're still winning and they're getting healthier. I think that team is starting to scare you a little bit.
The Ravens? See, yeah. I would say that the Ravens don't scare me as much as they used to. They don't. They don't scare me. So I'm looking. So they beat the Browns 16-10. Okay. I just want to make sure I get these stats right. So Lamar Jackson had four interceptions. Okay. One touchdown.
Three in the first half, I think.
Three in the first half. You know, every single one of those interceptions was directed at the same person. Every time they got an interception, the Browns got an interception, Lamar Jackson was trying to throw the football to Mark Andrews. Do you think that Bill Belichick and the Patriots would probably make sure that Mark Andrews is covered?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
right. It's the only guy he throws it to.
Yes.
So he throws four interceptions. They're all directed at Mark Andrews, their tight end. Okay? I would say that I'm less afraid of them. Every single team other than the Patriots has major issues. It's like they only have one pitch. They all got a fastball. I always say, the Ravens have the fastball. The Colts have a curveball. Who else is there? Tennessee, I would say, you know, they have a splitter. They all rely on one pitch, Lou. And if you take that pitch away, if you have someone who can knock it around, they're screwed. The Patriots are the only team in the AFC where if you take away the run game, they can throw it. If you take away the passing game, they can run it. You're wrong. Regardless of what you choose to stop, all the other teams, on the other hand, so like yesterday, the Colts. So the Tampa Bay Bucs to say, you know what, screw this. We're not going to let Jonathan Taylor run. He was not involved in their offensive game plan. So Carson Wentz has to throw it. And I talked about all the picks that he threw. I said 44 times he threw it, but it was 26 straight throws. Frank Reich at the end of the game was like, I can't believe we actually did it 26 times. That's not the game plan. That's not the philosophy that's going to win with them. You can stop Lamar Jackson. You take away his ability to make believe and to run after all that other stuff, then he's screwed too. So Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, they can't run the ball to save their life. All right, so let's just make sure we take care of Stephon Diggs and make sure we take care of their tight ends. They all have issues. The Patriots are the other team that really do not have any major flaws in their game. Well, offensively and defensively and special teams.
Yeah, and I still think the Chiefs had it off, and we'll see what they look like here down the stretch. I just look at Baltimore as a team that you struggle running against. They're one of the best rushing defenses in the league. And
so throw it.
Well,
let's throw it.
Okay, but I'm just saying I think they're getting healthier, too, in the secondary and defensively. But you went up against Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb yesterday, and they ran 15 times for 36 yards, those two guys. So I know they both were coming back, but still Chubb wasn't like he was coming back from an injury. So, I mean, he was kind of ready to go. I just think defensively, you mentioned the only guys they throw to are Andrews. He gets locked in on Andrews. You know, for me, I think the one thing they're missing the last couple of years was like a healthy Mark Ingram they had two or three years ago. like a big bruising back that you had to kind of worry about and stop, which opened the door for Jackson to kind of keep it and go on the outside and take off. But, you know, Marquise Brown is still a concern. You know, Rashad Bateman, the rookie, I think he's still a concern. He's getting more run, too, as well. So now you got to force them to throw it. I just think they're a dangerous team. You know, when I look at them, and to be honest with you, Tennessee, I don't know what's going to happen, you know, with Derrick Henry if he's coming back. But that is still I still think it's a good football team who came in here, like, just beat up. You know, and so I downplayed them at all, like possibly getting to an AFC title game. I'm not so sure, even though they got smoked here by the final score. I'm not so sure about that. We'll see if Henry comes back.
I do think there's a lot of parity in the AFC.
Oh my God,
there's a ton of parity. But if you were going to pick a team that could weather any type of storm, I think the Patriots are that team. I feel like the Cincinnati Bengals are starting to kind of morph into that type of team. You know, Joe Mixon running the football, Joe Burrow throwing it, like with weapons on the outside and on the inside. The Raiders with a big win Thursday night against the Dallas Cowboys. Kansas City still being a threat. I think the Chargers are done. I think they're done, Ski. I mean, they'll make some hay. They'll make things difficult for some of the other teams in the AFC West. The Denver Broncos, who were 5-5, now are 6-5.
Vegas,
strong
6-5.
Defense. Strong defense by the Denver Broncos. They beat Dallas. They slowed them down. They beat Justin Herbert. I mean, this is with bringing in a backup quarterback, the kid from Missouri, Drew Lock. You know, so Teddy Bridgewater gets hurt. He has to miss a couple of plays, a couple of series. They put Drew Lock in. They go, holy crap, get him out of there. They put Teddy Bridgewater back in. So to me, I still feel like there isn't an elite team.
No, and
but
I was,
they're still yeah. there. To me, the Patriots are the cream of the crop.
See, I was just looking. I mean, it's like down the stretch again. Like everybody plays everybody. You know, I was looking at some of the teams like, you know, like Cincinnati, who's 7-4. You know, in the next few weeks, it's like they're going to have the Chargers in Denver, in Baltimore, in Kansas City, in Cleveland. I feel like all these teams out in the West, like the Chargers, Denver, Vegas, Kansas City, they all play each other down the stretch. They all got like 5-6 games left, and four of them are in the division. And then the other division where it's crowded is like, you know, the North, where you've got, and they all play each other down the stretch as well. I feel like the only safe bet right now is, you know, Tennessee and you know, New England and maybe even Buffalo. Because like everybody, who the hell knows how this thing? Cincinnati, I don't know who they are. They come out and get smoked 2 weeks in a row, then they look unbeatable for a couple of weeks. So it's like, we're going to find out here. But the Patriots, to your point, I think the Bills right now are the sixth seed at 7-4. And you're playing them next week at 8-4. So it's like five losses, you could drop down to the sixth seed in a heartbeat. You know, so I think it is still wide open. But I still think there's like four or five teams. We'll find out about Buffalo. You know, I still think they're fraudulent. But I do think Kansas City and I think Baltimore, to me, are the two teams that worry me the most.
So don't you think Buffalo kind of, kind of proved some people wrong with that win Thursday night?
No.
With a commanding win against the New Orleans Saints with their unbelievable quarterback?
No, because the Saints are another situation that I don't know who the hell they are. 1 week they look like they're great and their defense is legit and they can win in ball games and their offense can do enough. And then the next week, you know, it's they look like the Saints again. And it's like, yeah, Winston's dynasty. Taysom Hill might be starting now if he's healthy. You know, they play Thursday night against Dallas, who might have some COVID issues, by the way. But still, I don't think the Saints are that good either. So it's, you know, no. Buffalo, we'll see. We'll find out here this week. Let's go to a couple calls here. I want to go to Bob in New Hampshire. Bob, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Great show. I love listening to you. A lot of insight. I agree with Christian. It was an impressive win, but a win is a win in the NFL. My only thing is five field goals. That's 15 points. Five touchdowns is 30. I'm listening to all these guys at work saying they blew them out. I don't think they blew them out. If they would have turned those field goals into touchdowns, that's a different story. I think they survived the game. That's my opinion. I think they survived it, which is good in the NFL. But they got to turn those field goals into touchdowns. And Christian, you being a tight end, you should know this. You got to turn those into touchdowns, dude. I'm going to hang up and listen to your comments. Is it the offense execution or is it play calling? But they got to turn those into touchdowns, and if they do, they're going to go a long way. And I'll hang up, and I love your show, guys.
Thanks, Bob.
Here's the thing. So, of course. But I would say some of the field goals were, I mean, you know, were deep. I mean, well, I don't have it in front of me, but as far as there was a 50 yarder in there, there was a 40 something yarder in there. It wasn't like they were all just chip shots, you know. Some of the drives stalled to the point where, listen, or there were kicks after turnovers. And to think that they're doing all this, which I feel like is, we lose sight of, a rookie quarterback. He's not a 2-year vet. He's not a three. Not a vet at all. He's still figuring it out. Like, so you are able to have this be the number one team and this number two team in point differential, okay? Because you're getting a bunch of turnovers from veteran quarterbacks and chumps, and your quarterback, who is a rookie, is not giving it up. Your backs aren't giving it up. Your special teams players aren't fumbling the ball. Your backs, they're not putting the ball on the ground anymore. Your quarterback, albeit lucky as hell that one ball that he threw did not go for interception, is not getting turnovers. They're not doing it.
That's a true statement.
So everything is – so the best case scenario, just hold on, play clean game, wait for them to screw it up. I'm amazed that the Tennessee Titans had so many turnovers after having 5 the week before. They had 5. 5 freaking turnovers. This week, yesterday, they had 4. All some of them in plus territory when it mattered most. They couldn't do it.
I think it's interesting, too. I was telling you earlier, I think opposing kickers
against
the New England
stat.
Patriots are kicking at a 61% rate. 61% success rate against the New England Patriots. I don't even know. Like,
how is that?
I don't think there's anything you can do as a team to deter that. You know what I mean? To sit there and be like, yeah, you know, we're doing something special when we line up to block field goals or whatever it is. But 61% is extremely low. Like, it's out of control. I think, like, league average is like 84. And teams are kicking at 61% against you.
How bad was that clanging?
For those how loud was that? Over the top loud? Or am I missing something?
No, it was over the top.
Like, is there always a mic on the freaking bar like that?
Is there a mic on the bar?
14 plays, 74 yards. It took 8 minutes and 6 seconds. It forced Mike Vrabel to chuck the red flag. Extra point is no good.
I mean, it was like twice. It was just like, how loud is this freaking thing?
No, so they score, they miss the extra point, they go for a field goal, and they clank both of them.
Let's go to Steve in the truck. Steve, what's up, man? You're on Lou and Christian. Go ahead.
Hey, Lou, how are you?
Good.
Happy holidays to you. Hope you had a good holiday. That guy you had on before me, I don't get what he's saying. He sounds like a nut. 23-point win is, in all intents and purposes, a blowout. I don't care how you do it. So they scored 8 times, right? 8 times. You're not getting 56 points. We know that. You're not getting a touchdown. So the kicker scored 18 points. That's not, I mean, what do you expect? Maybe they should have got 2 more touchdowns. But still, if you win by 23 points, I consider that a blowout, don't you?
I don't consider this game a blowout. I know what the final score was. And I would sit there, and if I didn't watch the game, and I saw, wow, the Patriots won 36-13, they blew them out. But you watched the game, right?
Right, I did watch the game, yes.
But, I mean, do you think there was, like, I mean, I'm not saying at any point I was like, oh, my God, they're going to lose, but you weren't sitting there saying, I can't believe they're only up 3.5, or I can't believe they're only up 6 going into the fourth quarter? Or
they were kicking the field goals. I was saying the same thing. Hey, guys, we got to score. But, I mean, they held them. And even though they're missing a lot of players, they did run good on the Patriots. I mean, they ran for 200 something yards, like you said. But still, I mean, They did hold them, well, like Christian says, points is all that matters. They still only scored 13 points. And I understand they're missing a lot of guys. And like you say, Lou, this week will be, I mean, weekly say it, but this week will be the test. Not forget something happens to Dix this week. Like, everything else has been happening for them. And then, you know, you will know for sure.
Well, they got a break with Tre'Davious White. He blew his ACL on Thursday, so that helps. Not that, you know, who's he going to eliminate?
Can you imagine if no, I was going to say that. No, the luck just keeps coming. Can you imagine what this score would have looked like if the Titans had a crappy head coach? Can you imagine what it would look like? It probably would have been 54 points. That last drive of the Patriots. I will say, the last drive of the Patriots and the Damian Harris touchdown. Go back and look at that run play. Look at the blocking. The one thing I love about this team is that they, listen, if they feel like they got you on the ropes, they try to suffocate you. They try to demoralize you. They do not care that you are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
they pile on. Mm-hmm. I love it. Like, I looked at that route. So the tight ends got great blocks. Trent Brown, pulling around, got a great block. Jakob Johnson got a great block. Damian Harris running people over. Fourth quarter run. Here's what I love about this team. They try to destroy you when they know you're suffering. Their goal line short yarders defense is actually pretty freaking good. You go back to that Dallas game when they held Dallas on the goal line, on like the 1 yard line, four straight attempts. That was a sign of a team that understands what it takes when the chips are on the when the chips are down. Like, they get it.
Mm-hmm.
They're good in so many different ways. My point to you and to everybody else listening is you played a team that is just as talented as you when they're healthy. It's the least, I would say, out of all the teams they played, they've been the most banged up team. And they still were fighting you to the end. Well, imagine if they're healthy.
Well, that's the point. The second most beat up team is the one you played the week before, who was missing everybody as well. So it's like the last 2 weeks, they've done what they should have done. You know, they got the turnovers against this Tennessee team. But I just don't think this was a 23-point blowout. I mean, the fourth quarter was a blowout, yes. But before that,
I will say this, Lou.
I can't go there.
I remember when the Patriots were playing the Carolina Panthers, I just felt like the offense, like the Panthers' defense was really good.
Yeah.
And it was challenging for them to get points. So you said, okay, if you get like 13, 14 points, I feel pretty good because the offense was inept. They could not do anything. This offense, at least they ran for 270 yards, but they couldn't finish. But I still felt like if the Patriots really needed it, they would get more and they would end up having the final say. And yeah, it would be close, but you knew that they were just undermanned. And eventually, mm-hmm. it was too obvious what the Titans were going to do. And every single defensive player talked about it. They all got to the podium after game, and they mentioned all the tight ends. They mentioned all the fullbacks. Who carries two fullbacks on their team?
Four tight ends and two fullbacks.
Who suits up four tight ends and two fullbacks?
When you don't have any wide receivers, that's exactly what you do.
So, again, at least the Atlanta Falcons. So, and when your number one receiver, or one of your number one receivers, is Cody freaking Hollister. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing? Where's mm-hmm. the fear factor there? There's not a defensive back on the Patriots team that is afraid of their receivers.
All right, listen, this hour of Maloney and Fourier is brought to you by FindMassMoney.com. Couple things I do want to come back. Number one, I want to discuss Bill Belichick as far as coach of the year goes. And you got to give me 5 minutes to start. I got to talk a little bit of hot stove. I got to talk a little Red Sox because this thing is heating up today. It's like a free agent deadline today, given we're going to have a lockout here on Wednesday. We'll get into that as well because I'm not really big on Michael Walker. I'm not big on Michael Walker. We'll discuss it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.